Tax season has arrived. Are you filing online? Listen up. Listener David Greenberg, a freelance marketing and creative director, uses the online filing service TurboTax.
I tried to e-file through TurboTax, and when I pressed the button, it said I couldn't do it because I had already filed.
But he hadn't. Someone else had. TurboTax is dealing with a surge in fraudulent filings, and last week, the IRS announced it will work with state tax authorities and private companies like TurboTax to reduce fraud. But then there's a colleague of ours who received a cheery email from an accountant with a full return attached, including all the personal information for another person with the same name in a slightly different email. How do you protect against bad typing? Janelle Marte covers personal finance for The Washington Post. Janelle, start with TurboTax. What's happening?
So what appeared to have happened this tax season is that there was a surge of suspicious filings that were made through TurboTax, especially at the state level. And, you know, so much so that the company had to temporarily stop submitting state returns. And, you know, this has been troubling, and it's gotten the attention of Congress, which had held a hearing recently, and of the FBI, which is sort of looking into this. What we're seeing now is that, you know, the IRS and all of the major tax preparation companies are really feeling the pressure to show that they're working their very best to stop tax fraud.
Well, and what's happening? We've heard of recent breaches at Best Buy and Target. Is this the result of that? You know, that people are getting your information somewhere else? Or are people actually hacking and taking over TurboTax accounts?
It's actually a little bit of both. So, you know, the traditional form of identity theft with tax refunds is that someone will get your personal information, your social security number, your name, your address, you know, either through some other breach. Maybe it was like the Anthem breach or something like that. And they'll use that to file a phony return and to claim a tax refund in your name. But what we're also seeing with some customers of TurboTax is that we have these people who are taking over their account illegally. So they're essentially, there's this whole business out there of selling usernames and passwords. And people out there, criminals out there, are testing those passwords on TurboTax and on other accounts. And they're accessing your most sensitive personal information when they get in. And if you can imagine, they now have your prior year's tax return. They can create a fake return that looks a lot like what would be your return this year.
So if you log on, how do you find out when fraud has been perpetrated?
Well, unfortunately, most people don't find out that their identities have been stolen until after they submit their own returns and have it rejected because somebody else has filed in their name.
So you go through all that work and it gets rejected.
But for the people who have had their TurboTax accounts broken into, you know, those people are not finding out until, you know, they open up their TurboTax accounts, even before they prepare their returns, and they may see a note that says, congratulations, or, you know, good job, you already filed.
Right.
And that's a sign that someone got into your actual TurboTax account and used that to file a fake return in your name.
What should you do?
You know, there's several things. First of all, you want to report this with the IRS because they're the ones that have to now launch an investigation, confirm your identity, try to see if they can get the refund back, and definitely at least issue you your rightful refund.
Well, and that might take a while, pain in the neck, but at least you will get the refund. But then what else do they do? Do you have some other way of accessing? I mean, how do they further make it secure?
So the other thing that the IRS is doing for victims of identity theft is, you know, they're issuing people unique PINs, identification numbers, that now going forward, not only do they have to offer their social security number, but they have to enter this PIN. And, you know, obviously it's not a PIN you want to give to anyone else because you won't be able to file without that PIN going forward. Right. So it's just a way to say, like, we confirmed that this is you. You are the right Janelle Marte, and only the right Janelle knows this PIN.
As we said, the IRS is meeting with private companies to talk about solutions. What are some of the ideas?
There are a couple of things, possibilities that have emerged, and they're looking for things that can be done, you know, as soon as the next tax filing season. Some of the solutions may not be rolled out as early as that, but, you know, you're hearing a lot about speeding up the deadline for when employers need to turn in the income information to the IRS. So, you know, of course, they have to report that information, but not until the end of March. So there is this time period where the IRS is receiving tax returns, processing them, and unable to verify the income information and make sure that they're authentic until perhaps after the refund has been issued. So that would require congressional action, but it's something that, you know, Commissioner John Koskinen has been asking for.
In other words, have the employer send those W-2s earlier than the end of March so that it can be right there when you file earlier than March, or what, stop early filing?
Or push back refunds and give the authorities a little bit more time to confirm that they are the, you know, the people who they say that they are.
Okay. Okay. What else?
So another trend that's emerged this filing season is that a lot of the fraudulent returns are being deposited onto prepaid cards. Now, this is not to say that prepaid cards are evil. It just means that they're the vehicle of choice for some of these fraudsters because they're sometimes difficult to trace. Some of the state authorities have recommended perhaps making it easier to know when a refund is being deposited onto a prepaid card. Right now, with the routing number, it's not that easy to identify them, just so that they can take additional steps at that point to verify the person's identity. Of course, it's not clear if that will actually, you know, take off.
But. Well, and I was wondering about that. How does someone get the refund? You can't have it deposited into a bank because then it would be traced, but that's how it's done if it's fraud.
Well, sometimes they do have bank accounts, but, you know, the prepaid cards seem to be the theme this year.
Well, as long as we're talking about online filing, just address the other issue that came up for a colleague of ours who got someone else's entire return, information and all, in an email. It was someone with the same exact name, but a different email. It's just that there was a misplaced dot. So there she is staring at someone else's personal information. You hear stories like that. You hear about the TurboTax going on to file and finding someone else already has in your name. A postage stamp sounds really good at that point. So what do you say overall about filing online?
So people are put in this really tough position right now, right? So filing online and filing early is normally your best defense against tax fraud because it means that you're filing before the fraudsters have had a chance to file in your name. However, certainly there are questions about how much these online tax preparation companies are doing and what else they can be doing to protect your information. I mean, this is your name, your social security number, your income, your children's names, you know, their social security numbers. And if anyone can just, you know, like you said, have it emailed to them, you know, that means that they need to be doing a little bit more to protect the customer's information. And they are thinking about some of the changes that they can make. And we already saw TurboTax roll out a couple of additional measures so far.
Well, and what else can people do if they're going to be filing online? I suppose there's advice that would apply just in general to all your finances, which is check your credit?
Well, so a couple of things. If you are going to file online, you want to make sure that you have a tough password, right? Now, the other thing that you want to make sure you do is if you are a victim, you should report this fraud to the credit reporting agencies, right? The three main ones, and let them know that way they can set up alerts so that if anyone tries to use your information down the line to open a credit card or take out a loan, that you receive the alert and that it makes it a little harder for them to do so. And you really have to keep watching your credit going forward because once that information is out there, it is out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's not this year, unfortunately, it's terrifying, but they could try years from now and try to take things out in your name.
It is terrifying. Janelle Amarte covers personal finance for The Washington Post. Janelle, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, if your returns are hacked into, Janelle also writes, she had mentioned the credit reporting agencies report to them, but she says in addition to that, notify the IRS, and you should make a report to your local police department and the Federal Trade Commission. And let us know, is this going to dissuade you from filing online? Our listener David, who told us about his TurboTax fraud, says no. There have been so many companies breached, he feels there's risk everywhere. What about you? Let us know at hereandnow.org.